There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you once again for tuning to the podcast. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh coming to you live from the studios of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And we certainly appreciate each and every one of you listening. We're not going to be able to record this week. We've just been way too busy and just behind what we needed to do. That's pretty common in traveling. We understand that. So we're going to use a message that the Lord gave several years ago. I preached it right here in Oklahoma City on why there is no discernment. I realize we've had a similar message on the podcast, but there's much in this message that God had given me I think will be a help and a blessing. And so for the rest of the week, we're going to use recorded material, and hopefully at the beginning of the week, we'll have time to record and be able to get a little bit more out there and begin our new series. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this is a help. Hope it's a blessing to you.
Go to the book of Hebrews, if you would, please. Book of Hebrews, chapter 5, starting verse 12. Hebrews 5, 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. He's saying, you that ought to be teachers, you're back on the bottle. You're not taking strong meat. You're back on milk again. Why? You ought to be teaching. You ought to be instructing. You ought to be filled with the Word of God. You ought to be overflowing with the Word of God. You ought to be full of the Holy Ghost. But no, we're back on milk. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. I mock this, and forgive me if it offends anybody here, but I pick on a certain brother friend of mine, and I call it his Aren't You Glad series. Aren't you glad you're a Christian? Aren't you glad you're saved? Aren't you glad you're in the house of God? And listen, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's some meetings I've gone to, that's all you hear. I call it the Aren't You Glad series. And you can just fill in 100 blanks of Aren't You Glad. They'll be shouting, running the aisles, but it's just milk. You leave there empty. You leave there starving. Why? Because aren't you glad? Yeah, I'm glad. Let's preach. I am glad I'm saved. I am glad I have the Word of God. I am glad I have a church. But let's preach. Preach doctrine. Yeah. Just milk. Just little drops of milk thrown out there, and people just lap it up and scream for more. But you throw out meat, they choke it down, they gag on it, they spit it up. In verse 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are full of age, or of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. Strong meat's for those that have used what? Their senses. Yes. I believe the man of God ought to speak his mind. And I know that's foreign today. I was in a church not too long ago, and a man came up to me on Tuesday night. He said, he's being cynical. He said, brother, when are you going to start preaching the New Testament? I said, when you start living it. He didn't like that law. Boy, he got antsy about the law. He said, well, you need to preach grace. And I didn't say it, but I thought you might need to find grace. Amen. They get antsy about the law. They get antsy when you start dealing with the Old Testament. They get antsy when you start talking about the ordinances of God and deal with the things of God. Why? Because they're babes. Right. He said, those of us that are older, those of us that are aged, we ought to be on strong meat. You've been saved any amount of time, you ought to be on strong meat. You ought to have exercised your senses to discern good and evil. Amen. Man of God stands today. He exercises his senses. He warns people about evil. And they sit there and cut their eyes, look at their watch, make fun, mock it. Yes, sir. Who's he? Who's he to tell me? I had some folks up in Michigan one time up there preaching. I think we were still together then. I was up Brother Green's preaching. One of the young men was complaining to his dad about the rules over at the gym. And he said, he goes, those girls can wear culottes. He goes, but they don't let us wear shorts. He goes, it's the same thing. He goes, that's not right. So his dad asked me, he said, Brother McVegas, what do you think about that? And I said, what's the problem? He goes, well, he thinks he should be able to wear shorts. And I looked at him and said, boy, nobody wants to see your legs. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
You know what his problem was? He didn't like authority. Right. He didn't like somebody telling him what to do. That was his real problem. Amen. So I just went ahead and made fun of his little bony chicken legs. He didn't like somebody telling him how to live. He didn't like somebody getting in his face, telling him what his life needed to be. You know why? Because as a young man, he's never exercised his senses to discern good and evil. You know one of the great challenges for you young people in this church? When you're under your parents' rule, they discern good and evil for you. But one of the great failures would be when you get out from under their rule, you never use your own senses to discern good and evil. I'm not being funny. How many milk sniffers are in here? By milk sniffer, I mean you get the jug of milk, you sniff it. Am I the only one? Is there a couple more of you in here? Oh, there's a bunch of milk sniffers in here. Do you know why that is? I use this as an illustration, but you know why that is? Because you can't tell by looking at it.
Right.
You're like, it looks fine. Okay, I'll drink it. No, the first thing you do so you don't have to taste it is you sniff it. And if that doesn't, you're not sure, then you pour it in the cup. And then if you're not sure, your wife makes you drink it. Amen. That's just... And you find out real quick, what are you? You're using your senses.
Amen.
God's giving you senses for your safety. You're free. I don't want to put sour milk in the baby's bottle. I don't want to drink sour milk.
Amen.
So what do? You use your senses. That's a real simple illustration, but why don't we do that with spiritual things?
Amen.
Young man, here comes a young lady into your life.
Great.
Don't stare at her, but look at her. Sniff a little bit. Young ladies, I really recommend that for you.
Amen.
Amen. He stinks. He's always going to stink then.
Amen.
If he ain't clean now, he's always going to be unclean.
Amen.
Take a good look. Listen to what she's saying.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't touch her.
Amen.
Not good for a man to touch a woman. But you better pay attention to the senses you are allowed to use. You better be honest about what you're seeing. I've known a whole lot of them married bad. I know men out of the ministry today because they married bad.
Right.
I know young girls and young ladies that got married a lost man who was masquerade, destroyed their life. I know them divorced. I know them that have children that got divorced. I know their lives are just shattered and ruined because they married. Why? Because they didn't use their senses to discern good and evil. Because as a young person, they knew better than their pastor. They knew better than their parents. They knew better than the people around them. And they were going to discern all of these things, but yet never having used their senses any other time in their life.
Amen.
Now, all of a sudden, they're going to start using their senses. When I first talked to Mr. Gearhart, my wife's daddy, not only did his eyes bug out, he swallowed real hard and went cross-eyed. But you know what he did? He started watching me.
Right.
So I do stuff on purpose. In church, I just do stuff on purpose. I'd sing goofy. Honey, you know how I sing. That day I was sitting next to your, you didn't even know. I was sitting next to your parents. I just started singing kind of twangy, just messing with her daddy. He looks at me real hard. I just smiled at him, you know. He was watching. I knew he was watching me.
Right.
He was listening to what I said. He was asking other people about me.
Right.
You know why? That's his daughter.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
That's his little girl. You see, a lot of people never exercise their senses, and they get out on their own, and they don't exercise them then either.
Right.
Oh, this looks good. I'll try this. I mean, how do young people in church get involved drinking liquor? Somebody convinced them it's good. All you got to do is smell it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to taste it. Just smell it. Watch the people drinking it. Go up on the streets of Baltimore with us. You'll never touch a drop of liquor. They've never exercised their senses because a lot of times their parents never did.
Amen.
Sat with parents in church wondering why their son's in the lockup. Now listen, I say good parents can still lose their children. Don't you misunderstand me.
Right.
Good parents can still have their children go wayward. I think a lot of times it's a failure of discernment. I've seen them get locked up. I've seen their names in the paper, and the whole time the parents talking about what a good boy he is.
Right.
Can I just say, they're going to use a Travis Clayton quote if I could. He didn't get arrested for singing too loud in Sunday school.
Amen.
Don't get offended by this. Good boy and detention center don't go together.
Amen.
Oh, he's such a good boy. Oh, she's such a good girl. She's such a sweet girl. I mean, she sings in church, but she's a Jezebel outside of church. She's got a double life outside of church. She dresses one way at the house of God, dresses another way at home, has a double life, has a secret life. Why? Because it's not in her heart to do right, and somebody needs to discern that.
Amen.
But you see, that meat is for those that are aged. And he said, some of you can't even handle the meat. You're back on milk. You ought to be teaching. By the way, this is directed because he is dealing then later on in the book of Titus. Titus is dealing with the aged women. It says they ought to be teachers. Amen. To teach the younger. Why aren't they teaching the younger? Because they never exercised their senses. Why don't they teach the younger how to be chaste, modest, discreet? Love their children, love their husbands, be a keeper at home. Why don't they teach them those things? Because they themselves have never exercised their senses.
Right.
They've never used their senses to discern good and evil. They have a pre-formatted mold that they're supposed to fit into, and they live in that mold. They live what's required of them, but they themselves have never used their senses to use anything discerning. Back to our text in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let me start in verse 12. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Why is there no discernment? Because most people don't see through God's eyes.
Amen.
They don't hear with God's ears. They don't taste with God's taste. They don't feel with God's touch. They don't smell with God's nose. You know why? Because they don't know how to filter things through the Word of God.
Amen.
All they have is a mind, a mental capacity. And everything's filtered through that. The learning, the mind. That's why repentance is a change of mind. It's going to result in a change of direction, a change of life, a change of action. But that's why it's a change of mind. Because it's a thought process in your mind, in your thinking. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, everything is processed through your own thinking. That's how the Mormons can live clean. That's how the Mormons can live clean, because they've been programmed in their mind. Don't use tobacco, don't use caffeine, don't drink liquor, don't fornicate. They've been programmed that into their mind. And some of them retain that. And so when they see a situation, they run it through the data bank of their mind. They run it through their thinking. They comes out the other side. It looks clean. It looks right. They might have done the right thing, but it's not God's eyes that have seen it.
Amen.
I've known Roman Catholics that live cleaner than most Baptists. Why? Because in their mind, they've been taught how to run everything through that data bank of Catholicism. They don't want to have to go to confession. They don't want to have to say the rosaries. They don't want to have to count beads. They don't want to have to go talk to the priest. So they learn how to control themselves through their thinking. That's no different than the Baptist. Everywhere I go, I see people that they know how to do what they're taught to do because they're programmed to live and do things a certain way, yet they're void of the Spirit of God. They do not have the Holy Ghost teaching them. And therefore, nothing is spiritually discerned. You know where I got my standards? Time with the Lord. You know, I got my doctrine. Time with the Lord.
Amen.
The things which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Men can stand in the pulpit and teach us and explain to us. And listen, we might grasp it. We might be able to act intellectually on it. We might be able to put those things in our mind and in our thinking. But until we process them through the Word of God, through the Holy Ghost of God, they've not been spiritually discerned. We're just like robots. We're just following after men. We can walk a certain way and walk a certain line. But you write it down. When that man changes, those people change every time. But I'm telling you, when you're following Jesus Christ who changes not, you won't find people wavering and waffling and changing doctrine and changing beliefs. You'll find a steadfast people discerning of the things of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost discerns these things. He is the teacher. And he compares spiritual with spiritual. Isaiah said it like this. Line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, that they be snared and fallen back and taken. What? The Word of God captures people. So why aren't we discerning? I talked about this in Maine. A lady came up to me after the message, and she said to me, she said, Brother McVeigh, she goes, all this time I thought I was just being judgmental. And I had to kind of laugh. I didn't want to excuse her. I said, well, maybe you are. And she said, no, the Lord showed me something. I've just discerned that. And I said, oh, I said, ma'am, you're doing better than most then. She said, there's a situation I'm looking at right now. And she said, you talked about that. And I'm looking, and I realized I've discerned what's going on. She's because as you were talking about the scriptures, I was looking at that, and this verse is coming to my mind. And I just said, oh, thank God for that, lady. Thank God for that. And the other ladies are sitting, her eyes kind of spinning back in her head. She has no clue what she's talking about. And she's going on about how God has just shown her this, and God has revealed this to her through the Word of God. And she said, I understand the situation better than I've ever understood it.
Amen.
And she said, I'm not being judgmental. She goes, and she had this puzzled look. She goes, I have discernment. I said, ah, glory to God. I'm glad somebody has discernment, Grandma. I'm glad somebody has discernment, Grandpa. I'm glad somebody can take the Word of God and filter what they're seeing and what they're hearing through the Word of God and discern what God is saying. Why are we so deceived? Because we don't believe the Bible. You better start being honest about what you're seeing. And by the way, that includes an inward look too. Can I say it doesn't matter a lick if I can discern my wife and my daughter and I can't discern myself? If I can't look at Tim McVeigh through God's eyes, I've failed. If I can't look at Tim McVeigh through the voice of God, I've failed. If you can't inwardly look through the scriptures, you failed. How's your discernment? Can I say this tonight as I'm done? Are you being honest about what you're seeing? Are you being honest about what you're hearing? Are you being honest about what you've tasted? The things you've smelled? The things you've handled? John used three of them in 1 John chapter 1. That which eyes have seen, that which we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the Word of life. You know what John said? I looked at him. I heard him, the Word. And my hands handled him.
Amen.
And John says, this is my witness and my testimony. Yes, Amen. This is the Son of God.
Amen.
That's how he discerned it. Preacher, I've seen him.
Yeah.
Better believe I've seen him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Oral Roberts either. It wasn't a vision.
Yeah.
Brother, better believe I've heard him.
Yeah.
I've heard his voice. I've tasted him.
Yeah. He's good.
That's why David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
He's a sweet savor to them that love him. I've smelled him. Don't get all bent out of shape about that. You say, what did he smell like? I don't know, but I liked it. Never smelled anything else like it. And I've handled him. touched him. People say, oh, you're crazy. No, it's all by faith.
Amen.
It's all by faith.
Yes.
It's not exclusive to me. God wants to do it for every one of you.
Amen.
But you got to discern where you are right now. You got to discern why you haven't. You have to discern why you haven't seen him in your life. You have to discern why you haven't heard from him. You have to discern why you've never tasted him. To discern, you got to be honest. You got to be real honest.
Yes, sir.
It starts in here.
Amen.
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Amen.
See if there be any wicked way in me. Try me. Try me. Brother Bell, I'm done.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com. And use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing.